Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a co-host on the line. Hey, Ron. How you doing?
What's going on, good people?
Nothing, black man. So clearly, I guess folks don't think I'll be playing with you. But anyway, we're here, me and you, and on time. Thank you. I appreciate you for being on time. I appreciate you. Okay? I'm not talking about this. Appreciating it.
What up?
So we're here. And tonight, as of right now, it's me and Ron. Ron shot, running shotgun with me in New Street. We drink because we say inappropriate things around these parts. And somebody smokes. It's not me. It's somebody else. But we're here.
You is the biggest fucking snitch, huh?
What the fuck is this shit? Why did I gotta be a snitch, though? Why I gotta be one? Huh?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'll just be telling the truth. If you want to take that as being a snitch, then that's what you're going to take it as. Is being a snitch from telling the truth.
I'm sorry, I was driving.
Is it snowing there?
No, ma'am. It's actually not bad.
Well, looky here. Dre has arrived. Hey, Dre.
Hey, y'all.
You late?
This nigga sound like an outcast song.
Is it snowing at home?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with ASOS. Yeah, it's snowing.
Not off the phone with ASOS.
Oh, no, that's shit.
Yeah, I've been calling the fuckers all day. They didn't answer the fucking phone.
Okay. All right.
Tell them why you mad, son.
Yeah, why are we talking to HR all day?
Because Captain Dumbass at work decided he wanted to go to the damn Philadelphia and Tampa Bay game last Saturday. So his dumbass wanted to be black and say he had Corona. Knowing that me and four other people uses his computer. So we had to quarantine and take COVID tests. And they wasn't going to let my black ass come back to work.
Ever?
If I had COVID.
Until I got rid of the damn COVID, if I had it.
Well, nigga, you said you got a COVID.
Ever? Are you unemployable if you have the VIX?
Nah, I ain't got shit. I just fuck that shit.
All right. Let me ask you this question. Seriously. So, there is a virus that is going on a pandemic level that is afflicting and affecting people. And to get it under control, they're saying that if you pass this to someone at your job, that's a no-no. So if you have it, you can't be here.
Right.
What other things are they saying that about?
Well, they really don't want you to come to work with the flu either.
Exactly. They don't want you to come to work with shit in there.
Interesting. I mean, I'm just thinking on a much bigger level. What if you're addicted with alcoholism?
Nigga, that's not a problem.
Do they mind if you come to work drinking and then someone else is an alcoholic? You can affect them by making them get back off the wagon much more than by giving me a motherfucking influenza or COVID.
Nigga, is you what? Alcoholism is a choice. What? Just like you taking drugs is a choice. It's your choice to make me take them drugs. It's not my choice
some would
to get
say
COVID.
That. It's your choice to get COVID.
How's it my choice?
No, the fuck it ain't.
Because you went around motherfuckers who may have it. If you stay quarantined, you won't get it. That's your choice not to stay quarantined. Don't do this with me, nigga. I got the answer.
And this is not what we're talking about today. So, no.
Right, so don't try to poo-poo my motherfucking, the road I was walking down, just because you know what I'm saying, it ain't make sense at first when you thought about it on your surface level. Don't do
it
that
don't
to
make,
me.
It still
it's
don't
not
make
nice.
Sense now.
Respect
it
my ideas.
Don't make no, sense now. No, it still don't make sense because, sir, you can choose to drink or you can choose to quit. I can't, if I go to work and somebody else is careless, and comes to work with COVID. That was not my choice. I went to work today thinking I was going to be healthy.
All right. So now, if you listen to what they telling you to listen to, if you mask up and you gloved up and you Lysoled up and you distanced up, you should be good.
Yeah, that's probably why I haven't had COVID.
Right. So it's your choice not to stay 6 feet away or not to put a glove on or not to mask up or not to do this. It's your choice. You still have a choice.
You still have a choice. Yeah, but you know what?
So again, how intrusive is it for your employer to say, I'm going to look into your life to see whether or not you have COVID or not. So I have to be intrusive by going into your nostril or intrusive by going to
other people's health and safety.
Right. What I'm saying is, you know how much money corporations lose or are liable for if they have an alcoholic? If I'm drinking and I'm driving this big-ass 3-ton truck and I'm drunk, that's you know, what kind of liability is that?
It's a big liability because you shouldn't be drinking and driving. You chose this morning.
Just like you shouldn't have COVID and come to work, they think. My point in asking that is that, like, you have to invade my privacy as my employer to learn whether I am COVID positive or whether I'm an alcoholic. That's my point, that my employer has to invade my privacy to find out both of those things.
Well, how is it invading your privacy if you come to work, right? You come to work and you come on this premises and you know you are funky as drunk. Not only can people smell it, they can look in your face and see it. How is that invading your privacy? You brought your ass to work. Maybe you should stay your drunk ass at home. Just like if you feel sick today, stay your ass at the house and feel sick. Don't come in here.
I hear what you're saying. And on those ends of the scale, you are right. But there are also ends of the scale called functioning addicts and called non-symptomatic. So you can be just as fucking infected with the alcoholism gene and not show up to work drunk. And then after work, take fucking Barbara fucking drinking. Y'all both go on a bender and both go off the fucking bridge. Or you could be non-symptomatic and have this shit and cough and motherfucking bagels and spread the shit through your whole department. So, yes, you're right with the picture that you drew. But your picture that you drew ain't the only picture out there, motherfucker. Marasoka.
Okay, well, you know your picture's not the only picture either.
And I never said it was. What I'm saying is, to get an honest answer of whether I'm an alcoholic, you got to be intrusive, employer. To get an honest answer of whether I'm COVID positive or not, you have to be intrusive, employer. That's the point.
Well, you sound like one of them people, I'm not getting the shot because my job said I got to get it. What do you sound like?
No, I got the fucking shot, and I hate it. I fucking look at myself in the mirror sometime, and I'm disgusted at myself because I got that shit because I didn't want to lose my job.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm saying, and if you want the truth, a motherfucker been detoxing to get that shit up out me as much as possible.
How are you detoxing and still putting weed in your system?
All right, so it's not funny, we don't laugh. What you are thinking I'm detoxing from, I'm not. I'm not detoxing from cannabis and THC. I'm detoxing from the heavy metals of the vaccine. And when you detoxing for different things, you detox in different ways.
That's Ryan's gripe for the night. We're here. And we're working. Okay. All right, tonight's show.
And how the fuck this nigga laughing? Hey. How the fuck you detoxing? You smoking weed? Come on, Dre. You supposed to be holding me down, son. You up here giggling and shit.
No.
That was funny.
They did that the other day when I was at home. You didn't hear them shit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. So, it's clear that North Carolina is getting snow. I am currently in Indiana, where it's just cold as fuck. But tonight, we're talking about the art of subtle fuckery. And this is Ron's topic that he chose tonight. And I'm trying to figure out why. But even though I may know why, I don't know. Come on, how about you explain why?
Well, one, I ain't got to explain the motherfucking thing. Those who pay attention would have realized that she just displayed said art that we were talking about. Okay. So, subtle fuckery is knowing that I ain't got the rent money, knowing that the rent is due on the first, knowing that today is the third, knowing that my rent is $2,500, and you come to my house on the fourth with $2,600 in singles. Talking about, I don't even need this little bit of chump change. That's that subtle fuckery I'm talking about. That bullshit. All right? You know why we're having this conversation. You know why. I brought the topic up 7.3 seconds after you asked me to think about something. But okay. That's neither here nor there. All right. Now, I'm going to bring it back a notch. You back it up. So, subtle fuckery. what I found in my life is that women mastered it, but men dabble in it more. I'm going to say that again.
Explain.
Women have mastered it, but men dabble in it more. And the reason I would say that men dabble in it more is because men often use it in trash talking. And men trash talk women a little more than women, in my humble opinion. You know what I mean? So if you're playing a ball and let's just say you're playing with somebody who stutters. You know what I'm saying? And he go give you a hesitation move. And nigga say something like, oh, look, he stutter when he talk and when he play basketball. Look at that nigga stuttering. You know what I mean? Saying some slick shit without saying some slick. You know what I mean? Like so men do that kind of in other aspects of life. Right. But women, oh, y'all the fucking masters at this shit. Oh, a woman will tell you that you, your mama, and your puppy ain't shit. And you won't even know that she just said that. She will be so slick with the way that she word her fuckery. She will be so fucking stealth with the bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Greenberg getting a lot of snow.
Yeah, it's getting busy. I'm
going ahead and put in my request for my hotel. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm long winded and I'm done. I'm going to ask Dre a question. Dre.
Yes, sir.
Have you found that women master in the art of subtle fuckery?
Yeah, from shit I've been seeing here lately, yeah.
Expound, please, sir.
All right, for instance. I got hit up by this chick yesterday, right? I haven't talked to this motherfucker since, since me and Bessie and Brian and went to the fucking Buffalo Wild Wings, we had this little group. And she was
I thought you had said Bessie at first.
All right, we had this group, and she used to be in the group and shit. But she hadn't hit me up in a minute. And the last time she hit me up, we did something, you know what I'm saying? We screwed or whatever. Everything was coping steps. And they said, you know, like three or four days later, she popped up fucking married. Like, she just jumped out there and got married, right? This motherfucker hit me up yesterday and was like, hey, how you doing, stranger, since you don't talk to me no more? And I'm sitting there like, what you married? And you got a baby, and you got another baby on the way, 3 days. And then she sat there and had these nerves to say, everything she did was my fault. And I just thought that shit was so fucking. I was gonna call you yesterday and tell you about it, but I didn't know if you was in the hotel or not. I just thought that shit was so fucking funny. So I'm like,
wait. See, I don't know. I could be wrong. And if you guys think I'm wrong, please let me know. I think that's a different ury. That's not fuckery. That's hoery. See, she's just a hoe, and she was being in hoery. No. I think that's it was a different ury. Maybe I'm wrong. I apologize for interrupting. Keep continuing.
The shit was just wild to me, yo. She came out of left field with that bullshit. And I'm like, how the fuck you gonna say it's my fault that you got pregnant and got married? Like, what the fuck?
But did she explain how it was your fault?
No, she was dead.
Oh, then we just not gonna acknowledge that bullshit.
You know what she's talking about. She's saying that if you'd have kicked me off the market, I wouldn't have been with that nigga. That's what the bitch is trying to say.
But no, bitch, you are
fucking crazy.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Not every woman is like that. She chose exactly what she wanted to choose. She got married. You married him. If you felt like you settled, then, bitch, guess what you should not have done? Married him, had one baby, and then had a second baby. That ain't on nobody but herself. She's just trying to play the blame. That's why I'm trying to figure out, how is it your fault? Not my fault. It's just like saying the man in the suit married that girl because of me, because it was my fault. The fuck? What? Huh? I have no issues with that. That's your own personal fault. That sounds like your personal. It's like a you problem, not a me problem.
Exactly. You know what I'm like, man, how the fuck you gonna say
But is that all right? Let's focus. Is that subtle fuckery, or again is that whorey, or is that something else?
Slutism 101.
Slutism 101.
The nigga said she went to the Amber Rose Institute of Thottery.
Yep. That's delicious.
Arid. She went to Arid. Amber Rose Institute of Thottery. She got a fucking degree from Arid.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm trying to figure out which one of these hoes it is. I'm
on
that.
Cynthia.
This nigga throwing names out.
She was sort of a big girl, but then she lost all that damn weight.
I don't know her.
The question is, when she lost the weight, did she lose the skin too?
Did she what?
Did she lose the skin too?
Well, she really wasn't, like, super-duper big like that. She toned it up. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just didn't know. Well, she probably gained shit back because she didn't have two kids damn near back-to-back. But
and it's your fault.
She just caught me off guard yesterday when she hit me up. And I was like, I forgot we was even fucking friends on Facebook.
So now, the question is now, Dre. Do you take advantage of her weakness and her...
Fuck no, no.
Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
So the way she acting, there's some bullshit going on with that motherfucker. She's plumb fucking nuts. So it's your fault, bitch.
So, Kitty, let me ask you this. Do you think that women have mastered the art of the subtle fuckery?
I can throw shade without picking up the whole tree and the bitch not see it.
Thank you. You see how good y'all are doing that shit?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do it all the time.
And then it gets to the point. It gets like, all right. So Drake could relate to this, and it's in all industries.
How?
Like in comedy. It's like a hook. So you have a joke, and then you go 2-3 minutes into your set, and then you'll come back to that same joke, you'll reference it again, and then you go 4 or 5 more minutes, and you'll reference it again. You'll come back to the same funny shit. You know what I'm saying? Mexican, we got boots. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck it is. This motherfucker. I was about to say a name. One of my children's mothers. She used to be like, your blank bitch. So at the time, I was working for Verizon. Oh, you going to see your Verizon bitch. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going out to Queens. Oh, you going to see your Queens bitch. You know what I'm saying? So it got to the point where the subtle fuckery that she would throw, it was masterful. That, you know what I'm saying? That the way that she crafted this fuckery, that she could just interchangeably, you know what I'm saying, just move this shit from conversation to conversation. You know what I'm saying? Sure, you're going to play basketball. Is your basketball bitch going to be there? You know what I mean? Shit was crazy.
Bro. I used to hate that shit back in the day, bro. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, the way she did that shit, this shit was masterful. It was. Now, mind you, there's whole different other levels to it that she dabbled into also. That's just a little. But, yeah. Y'all sometimes, y'all throw shade, man, and we don't even know what the fuck just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm sorry. My daughter just fucking did it to me. My daughter, little motherfucker just turned 19. She thinks she the shit. She was smelling herself. So, I got the baby for you or whatever. I got her, and she's playing with her toys in the living room. I'm sitting at the table, and I'm eating. Oldest is sitting in the chair watching both of us. And my daughter, the oldest was asking the youngest brother, what's your teacher's name? And she said, it used to be Miss Ruby and Miss Jen, but now it's just a different Miss Jen. So at that point, my daughter's the older one, that's a lot of Jennifers. I remember hearing the name a lot, Jennifer. As soon as she said that, I remember it was you as a child. I was fucking with this bitch named Jennifer. And her mother caught me at her house one night. And she used to be like in the house, yeah, that bitch, yeah, you Jennifer, bitch. So then my daughter, she threw shade at me, and she was like, Jennifer, that name sounds familiar. I've heard that name before. So, just today, that little heifer threw the fucking shade at me. I ain't appreciate that shit. I thought that was funny. Pardon me.
If you hadn't done X, Y would not have happened.
Whatever.
I'm serious. If you ever think about it, it's not on shade. Women don't throw shade just because today is Friday. They throw shade as a reaction to the shit. So, yeah. Thank you, my friend.
What was that?
I said patience. Yes, for every action, there is a reaction. So sometimes when a woman throws shade, it's only because there was a reason.
Oh, there's always a reason. I get it. And you know what? The reason is fucking... It might just be secondary. The reason might be tertiary. First and foremost is, did that bitch catch the shade that I threw?
And if she did, she threw some back at you.
You see what I'm saying? That's the
or you don't care if Sandra down the block caught it. You don't care if the police officer on the street is going. All I care is if that bitch understood it that I just said I will crack her fucking muffin top.
What he said? I'm cracking your muffin top.
I will. You're right. That's what I was about to say right there. Yeah. I'll get you, Blue. I'll get you all of them. Let me gather your ass up real quick.
Let me put these isotoners up in your colon. Hey, what?
Mm.
Yeah, but y'all females,
sometimes
man,
it don't be subtle.
Be...
It can be real specific. Sometimes it do be real specific, like, yeah.
All right. So when's the last time that you threw shade at somebody real discreet spoke with a whole bunch of fuckers?
Yesterday.
Do tell.
You want me to really tell it?
I asked you to really tell it.
Okay. As I drink my drink. So yesterday, and this is from the group chat. Everybody was in on. Everybody heard it. If they ain't listen to it, it's their own fault. They didn't respond, it's their own fault. So yesterday, I had to put a message in the group chat and let everybody know I'm not playing with them. And it was real specific to people because somebody on the other line of this phone didn't come to the show last week. But they knew we had a show last week. But they took their ass to Hovio for the weekend in the middle of the snowmageddon. And they said they had tried to call in on the phone line, but it wasn't going through. But you knew.
Hovio ain't
in the state. Hovio. Say what? I used to Hovio during snowmageddon. When Izzy was about to come across them hills. That was her name. Izzy.
East Hovio or West Hovio?
In the west, over the mountains. In Hovio.
West.
Over the mountains.
So I was upset because I take time out of my busy ass day, as tired as I am, half of the time, I still make this shit happen. And I feel like people are taking this, they don't take it as serious as I do. But, yeah, I was upset. So I sent a message, and I had told the other person on the other line, that, look, I'm about to make this message. But I had said I'm going to make it later on in the day. Well, I had homework to do, so therefore I didn't. So I made the message on yesterday. And they tried to act like, I ain't tell their ass, y'all was gonna make a message. So, yeah. Tried to act surprised, tried to be defiant. Nigga, you knew on Sunday, on Saturday, that I was gonna make a message at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Now, how the fuck you just was shady of two niggas two different ways at the same time? How the fuck you just did that shit just now?
This is how we got to the topic of the show. Because the shit I did.
Because you want some bullshit. You just a fucking typical woman throwing that fuckery all around. Artistically, of course. With all due respect.
Listen, don't be a hater all your life. This is a learned, this is an art form that they pull us to the side and teach us when y'all be on some bullshit. Yeah.
It's to the point where I don't even know if I want to drink the singer.
And then I sure enough said, if you're not going to participate, don't you show your ass up here. Participation counts. So I give him participation points. Y'all niggas want trophies and shit when you play little football games with your little kids.
I'm done with you. I'm fucking done with you. Where's my...
What? Where's what? What?
I'm done with you.
Why are you done with me?
Because you are at a whole other level of fucking me right now.
Hey, you chose the topic of the show. I am just participating.
That what you call it, participation.
Yeah.
Copy that. Well, yeah. So now that we've established that women do it at a whole nother level, the question that
I ask of us is,
when we do these acts of fuckery, are we doing it for ourselves or are we doing it for the person who is the target? Who are we doing it for?
I'm doing it for the target. Let you know, I'm not playing no motherfucking games with you.
Are we sure we're not doing it for ourselves?
How are we doing it for ourselves? To make me feel better? What is in my pocket? Oh, Lord, I'm glad I checked to see what was in my pocket and put my card back in my wallet.
Because if you don't do that, then you don't flex that muscle that you're showing that you have, that a part of you, and when I say you, I'm talking plural, not singular. A part of us who throw those shots sometimes.
You ain't like your own.
A part of you don't even want your dumb ass to catch on sometimes. Know what I mean? So that's kind of like flexing a little mental muscle.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So is that to flex that muscle for ourselves, or is it that to shit on the person and let them know what I'm saying, like get your shit together? Like, who's that really for? Because the message could have also always been given it another way.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. How are we giving it another way? I mean,
there's multiple ways to give every message.
I can either be I can be nice about it or I can be an ass about it. Is that what you mean?
All right, so when I say multiple, yes, two is a multiple. But I mean more like 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 different ways to get any message.
Okay.
I mean, I can think of 3, 4 ways just to tell somebody you're crazy. So, you know what I'm saying? If I can think of 3, 4 ways to tell somebody something bad, you know what I mean? Come on.
Hey, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Run me out.
I know one thing though.
What?
I know I have you a motherfucking the coldest Stella today.
The Stella Artois or Stella Rocha?
Man, Artois. You fucked up my Artois Reeves. Oh, nigga. It was the coldest. It was so delicious. I'm thinking about it right now. Wishing I had right now.
I've never had one of them. But I drink Stella Rocha. No, I've never had a Stella Artois. I've never run out with like, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna drink me a Stella Artois. No.
Okay, so do you ever, not do you ever, how frequently do you say that you go to like the, what they call those, like the little lounges in the airport?
Oh, I can't go to the lounges in the airport unless I'm in regular clothes.
You didn't answer my question.
What was your? How many times have we been? Have I been?
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
Because every time, a lot of times when I'm in the airport, I'm in my uniform.
Gotcha.
It's
like in between
flights
and shit like that.
I'm in my uniform.
The place is like, right.
So you mean, because we go, so here's the thing. We can't sit in a bar in our uniform.
Chi-Chi's, a place that sells alcoholic beverages. I can't go in there either, right?
Nope. Mm-mm. We can't go anywhere.
Wow.
We can't go inside anywhere that sells alcohol inside of the airport in our uniform. Even if they sell food and we have to stand outside of it to order our food. We can't go inside.
Hold on. Wait. I don't know about during COVID, but normally, if things were business as usual, do y'all have alcohol on your plane?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Hold the fuck up. So you can't be somewhere in the airport that has alcohol,
mm-hmm.
but you can be on a closed plane that has alcohol.
Because we serve it. So if we're sitting at a bar, okay, so we're in an airport, we're sitting at a bar. A lot of times, even though we may not be drinking it, it may look like we're being served alcohol. Does that make
right,
sense?
Right. I mean,
okay.
Yes,
but
I get
when we're on the plane, when we're on the plane, we serve it, so we give it to people. We are not drinking it. So nobody can assume that we're drinking it when we're on the plane serving it.
See, that's fucked up because now you're making me sound like a nobody because the first thing I assume is that the motherfuckers who have access to the alcohol is drinking the alcohol.
Yeah, when we get to our room.
No. My assumption is that motherfuckers go right there, crack that shit, and take a shot if need be.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
And here's the reason why. We are randomly drug tested. We do not, you don't do shit like that. Like
what
that
the
shit
fuck
is that,
does drug test got to do with a fucking bottle, an airline bottle of fucking Ciroc?
You talking about taking a shot while on the plane?
Yeah.
And you're talking about us being in uniform, serving it, and taking a shot on the plane.
I'm talking about somebody saying, hey, can I get three of those boxes, and you go and get in four, and you drink one, boom, real quick, and then you come bring that customer the three that they asked for. That's
you can't do, okay. So you have to remember that I said we are randomly drug tested.
Right.
That
alcohol
drug
is not
test
a
can
drug.
Happen, but on our test, what they take all of that. Piss and swab of the mouth and all that shit. They do everything.
All right.
Breathalyzers and shit. They do it all. It's to the point that when we're going through training, they tell us, change your mouthwash. Do not use the Listerine that has alcohol in it because our tests are just that too sensitive for those tests. for that alcohol in that Listerine. So, no. And
so
when
you
I tell
have
you the random
breath.
Say what?
You gotta have bad breath to work at your job?
No. Oh, God. Nigga, they make the Listerine that doesn't have alcohol in it. It has zero alcohol in it. The fuck?
But what if you got like that extra strong breath and you need that specific that mouthwash?
You have to get find a way to have the non-alcohol. I'm telling you. You're making it more difficult than me.
What if you get like a like a razor blade and scrape your tongue and take like the skin off of it? Maybe that'll make your breath smell better.
Nigga, the fuck? Nigga, shut up.
I'm sorry.
And a random drug test can happen as soon as you land. Is that random? I've had
oh, well, shit, nigga, but look, nigga, you better run up and down them aisles and sweat that look out.
You cannot do that.
There's some fucking jumper jacks and
some shit. How you going to do
that? Damn, man, heater, drink some tea.
Because you can't do that if you on the plane. You got to open up the door. You ain't taking off no running. Literally.
I'm down the aisle.
Nigga, that ain't going to happen, because guess what? You know how long it takes for alcohol to get out your system? It's to the point where you know the rule. I tell you every single time I'm out flying, I can't drink 12 hours of my shift.
Yeah, I don't know. I seen Denzel in that movie.
And you also seen Denzel lose his job, too.
He landed that fucking plane. That nigga was nice.
Upside down, and that's why they was like, what was wrong with you?
I made it. That's all that matters. I'm here to, listen, if I'm here to answer the questions, that means I passed the test. Okay. The objective is to be on the ground, go in the air, come back down to the ground. Alive.
He did that. Shut up. Shut up. You sound stupid.
Nigga, bad. He got a 66, but he passed. 65 is passed, and he got a 66.
Just shut up. God, leave the bar downstairs as well. I want some more ice. Damn it.
Yeah, sure. That's what you want from the bar, ice.
Yeah, well, because I just drank some lemonade, and they had some really good ice.
Lemonade. Yeah, right. That's right. So. Yeah. Sure, I believe. All right. So, boom. I got a question for you. When you hear somebody, when you are a witness of the fuckery, it's not intended to you, it's not from you, you're just a witness of it. How do you feel when it's like towards your peoples?
Sometimes if I recognize it and they don't recognize it, I'm gonna respond for them.
Right.
That's what a good friend would do.
So me and you chilling and somebody say some fuck shit and I don't catch it, but you do catch it.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to, what would you say? I'm about to peel your muffin cap back blue. Ain't that what it is? Ain't that what it said? Ain't that what the thing is? I'm about to get in your ass blue. This is what they have.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do it all the time when it comes to my two quiet best friends. Well, my three quiet best friends. They don't say nothing. They don't do nothing to nobody. And people be wanting to try them. And I'd be like, y'all, bitch, I will cuss your monkey ass out and not think twice about it. Hold on.
This is what
we
want. We're not going to try to take advantage of my people in front of me. That's not going to happen.
Not now, not ever. What? Listen, I will show out in this bitch. And y'all going to be like, she's always smiling. She's so nice. Yeah, but I don't play by some people, so therefore, guess what? You can say I'm a bully all you want to, but you won't talk stupid about my best friend no more.
Not never.
Not now, not ever. You and your mama and your dog ain't shit.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm done. All right, I'm done. Dre.
Right, Dre.
Yep.
Magic, what are your thoughts?
Magic, what are your thoughts?
The fuck?
What?
What?
Man, listen.
All right, well, let me give you my thoughts
on
that.
Why. You know what? Listen, wait.
No.
Pause.
No, I don't know anything. Hush.
No, I don't know anything.
So, this nigga has had to, you know what I'm saying? Go back in the time machine in a DeLorean or something. Because he has captured the essence of a human and has blessed that dude. My personal opinion.
The fuck are you talking about?
Nas new album he dropped like last week.
Oh, I ain't heard it yet. Sorry. I ain't heard it. So you're not talking to me about nothing?
Yeah, he dropped a new album called Magic with Hit Boy. And, definitely something that I would suggest people listen to. So yeah, so that's what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
I know you did it right. You know what, Ron? You tried really hard just right now. You did, and I thank you for putting
Question. I was talking to somebody today about elephant.
Elephant.
Top Dakota.
Okay.
Yo, I just realized, you know how you think somebody's children is one age? And did you do the math and you start realizing that motherfucker much older than what I think they is?
Okay.
And I told you that she said that kidnapped her son.
Right, I'm re-saying that.
All right, so you do know. All right. So, I was just thinking, I'm talking to somebody about today. The last time I physically talked to her, I asked her. I said, yeah, so how old is this little man, blah, blah, blah. 89. He said, yeah, something like that. Let me ask you about him.
Something like that.
And then I started thinking about it, and I started thinking about last time I physically saw him, he was about seven. Maybe six. And that was what? 2014? That nigga,
he's
really a teenager. He's about to be able to vote.
was he born on February
29th? Nigga, what? What is this? 4 AD? Like, what the fuck? Nigga?
I don't know.
That nigga ain't fucking kidnapped. That nigga got married and started his life.
He didn't get kidnapped.
No, not at all.
I'm like, yo,
this he left and went to college.
Oh, no, that he did not do.
Oh, Lord.
You know what? That's why I don't talk to you.
That's why you talk to me.
That's why I don't talk to you. I can't. I really can't.
That's why you talk to me. Because you needed the right amount of shade to understand that situation.
Yo, but you know how that shit doesn't come to you sometimes? Like, random
like
thoughts. Like, you have a conversation with person A on Monday, and then on Tuesday you have a conversation with person B. And then on Wednesday you wake up and be like, you put both conversations together. Be like, that little nigga can't be 9, 10 years old.
That nigga is 14 years old. Getting ready to go into the high school.
Yo, what really fucked my head up is when we're having the conversation. I said, yo, what year was Katrina? And Katrina was like, what, 2003, right?
I can't remember exactly, but okay. Let's Google
think,
it. That was the
right.
Let's go. When was Hurricane Katrina? 2005.
Five. I was about to say five. All right, so 05, right? So, mind you.
16, 17 years ago.
Nigga.
How old was he when they left New Orleans?
I think he might have been in Belly.
So he is 17 years old. 15 or 16 years old at this point.
See what I'm saying? So when I
that
say, was he like 9 or 10, you say something like that?
No. Well, you can't tell.
No, that's why I refuse to involve myself in that. Mm-mm, not going to do it. Not going to be able to do it. Can't do it, buddy. So, you were in Ohio, you said?
I am in Evansville, Indiana. I'm in a completely different time zone. Yeah. And there,
ain't that like is like close to Chicago?
Chicago is over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You
stupid.
No, I mean Chicago to Evansville is a 5-hour drive from Chicago to Evansville.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, because one of the dudes I be watching on the thing, he go over there to some paint shop in Indiana where you at.
It's currently 21 degrees outside. And the cold, it's one of them hurtful colds. You know how
it is. It's
stinging. And it's singing, and the wind got the audacity to be like, bitch, I'm a blow. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Ultimate, I played myself moment happened to me this morning.
What kind of day did you have? The fuck?
Daughter says she has to be to work at 10 o'clock. She comes knocking on my bedroom door at 9:30.
Gotta be working 10 o'clock. You can get up.
Nigga. You think you might have wanted to holler at me a little before this? I am butt booty naked under this comforter. I don't. I ain't no doubt. I won't. Don't think it up. Go on my sweatpants. Slip my sneakers on. No drawers. No socks. Okay? Go put a sweat on, put a hoodie on, jacket, I'm out the door. I fucking dropped her off and then said, let me go to the store right quick. Nigga, when I put my foot out my car, to step onto the fucking parking lot asphalt. My ankle got assaulted by that fucking wind. Nigga. I kept going. As I put my leg and I put my weight on my left leg to push out my car, the sweatpants kind of went down and the sweatshirt came up and that part of your back was exposed. Nigga. Whoa. I thought I was going to die right then trying to get out of my motherfucking car. My daughter got to be fucking late because I'm going to put some drawers on and I'm going to put some socks on next time. I think I'm fucking have to go. A funky ass.
Not nice.
You almost caught fucking frostbite of the testicles fucking trying to take her to work.
Yes. I've been in cold and snow for the last 2 weeks.
Hey. You ain't the only one caught here, though. I was outside trying to get my fucking doors open, right? Because it was so fucking cold. This is midget to stay in the back. And it's still a bunch of ice out there on the damn ground. This motherfucker came out of nowhere. And all you seen was him get on the sidewalk. But you seen him, it was like he was trying to dance or do something. Man, that damn ice fucked his ass up. And he hit his big ass head on the damn front of his car. He failed. Oh my god. This stupid ass nigga next door, the drunk dude that is downstairs, this motherfucker said, damn man, this thing is sliding. Good thing you ain't have far to fall.
That's fucked up. See, that's fucked up.
I was like, damn, I said, that's fucked up. He said that shit loud as fuck. I'm trying to hurry up and get in the car so I can laugh, because I didn't want to laugh in this motherfucker's face. I almost broke my fucking door handle, man.
Y'all going to hell.
Oh, I know I'm going, because when I got in the car, I hollered. That shit was funny as hell.
When I heard it just now,
I was halfway in an inhale,
and that shit almost fucking ripped my lung for me not to die laughing just now. That shit was hilarious.
That's not funny.
It ain't funny, but if you'd have seen him and his little damn, the way he was moving and shit, trying to keep his balance, and he's short, oh my God.
Nigga, that's like going to a fucking, like, Walter Reed Medical Center, but the motherfuckers are, like, paraplegic and fucking coming through, like, can I kick it? Yes, you can. Can I kick it?
No, that's not funny either.
That's fucked up like that? No?
That's messed up.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Nope. Not nice.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
not going to hell. Yeah, you know, gentlemen, you're going to hell. Go ahead and pick Dre up on your way there.
And what the fuck, what you think you going to be, what, I mean, after us, or we meeting you there?
Nope, I'm not coming. I'm not laughing at none of this.
Nigga, the shit that you laughed at over your fucking reservation is over to the make
you would have seen it. You would have laughed.
No, I wouldn't have asked that young man if he was all right.
All right, firstly and foremostly, none of us are going to hell for anything that we've done recently. Our ticket has been stamped for decades. Okay?
No,
it's decades
not.
Decades ago.
Mm-mm. Look, I don't laugh at people like that.
Like that.
I don't laugh at people who have disabilities. What are you talking about?
You're lying.
No, I'm not. I do not laugh at people who have disabilities.
Okay. I'm not going to call you a liar in 2022. I'm going to accept your story. It's going to be more accepting this year.
What?
I'm going to need more accepting.
What?
Even if I know it's bullshit.
I'm telling you, like, I told that motherfucker early this week. They kept trying to call me a lie. I ain't got to lie to you about nothing. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. Even if I'm fucking you, I'm not lying to you about nothing.
Now, if I can show you how you made fun of people who are disabled in some sort of way, you've been shut the fuck up.
What did you say?
You said that you don't laugh at people who are disabled. Is that what you said?
I do not, because it's not right.
Is that what you said?
Do you got a disability or some shit and I've been laughing at you?
Listen, I just want to know if that's what you said. Because if that's what you said, then I shouldn't be able to point out a time that I know of you laughing at motherfuckers who are detainees. I don't know if that's what you said.
I know I ain't laughing at them because I'm like, I always say I'm not laughing at them. Because I know you can't pinpoint a time. You may be able to pinpoint the time that you sat there and you laughed at somebody who was disabled because you know you was going to bust hell's gates wide open.
Son, my question to you is that what you said?
That's what I said.
All right. So then I should never be able to point to a time when you made fun of somebody.
When have I made fun of somebody who was disabled? When have I done that?
First and foremost, aforementioned woman who we was just talking about.
She ain't got no disability. That happened just slow. You slow as hell. The elevator just don't go up. She don't get no check for that disability. She don't have to go through the
elevator. How she moving around the whole country?
Cause she don't. She don't know what to do. She's homeless. She sound homeless. That don't sound like no disability.
Right, she's not homeless. Exactly. Some institution or some program is paying for this.
But that is not. That don't mean she got a disability. That mean the bitch just ain't got no job, and they keep helping her.
So then,
what?
You know what? I'm not even going to do it. You're right. I'm not here to make you look bad. I apologize. You're right. I'm wrong.
talking about somebody right. who we don't even know how she put sentences together.
Trust me, I have others, but we're not going.
You talking about me? About her?
Yes. No, too much you. Too much.
You know what, you old elephant lover? You be quiet. Yeah. Those are your people. Those are your people. And she ain't never having that elephant of a baby. And so, yeah.
You still, see, even more. Even more shade right there.
What? I didn't say I don't throw shade at you. I ain't never say that.
Okay.
I throw it. Man, I will throw a whole shade tree at you.
Let it bounce off me, pick it up, throw it again.
Yep, and will, and do.
Shoot, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit, I gotta go to the ATM and get some candy. Mm-hmm. You had to pay for, so I had to get my car fixed today, right?
Okay.
So. Underneath from catalytic converter all the way to the exhaust was suggested a replacement. Catalytic converter itself is like $975. That's not talking about the rest of the parts. That's not talking about any of the labor. That's not talking about something. So, dude said, blah, 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 blah. Or we can cut it right here, we can cut it right here, we can just put a little piece right there and weld that and be good as new. I said, and the second way is cheaper, right? And the second way is just as good if that catalytic converter is good. Then you don't make a difference. Yeah, you're right. Let's go the second way. So the first way was going to be 2,000, and the second way was going to be 200. Never. You already know which one I pick.
Okay.
So then, I went, took care of that. To my daughter to work. That bubble should freeze it. So as they're fixing the car, I walk to the little soul food restaurant, Fuentes Soul Food. Nigga, don't ask no questions.
So you went to a Spanish soul food restaurant?
Fuentes Soul Food. Mexican Soul Food?
Exactly. That's what it sounds like. But what it is.
So some of the food is good, some of the food is bad. Don't get her macaroni and cheese. You'll be upset. Her greens are good, though. You know what I mean? Don't get the, I don't eat that. I hear the chicken's good. I hear the turkey wings are good. You know what I'm saying? The fish is good. There's certain things that I I go order my food. And walk over there, and I walk back, and I come back, and these motherfuckers is inside having a whole good fucking time. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, sir?
Not with the car. They're having a good time.
My little chubby girl is up on the fucking, on the lift. I don't see nobody underneath torching her, welding her, soldering her. I don't see her being touched at all. I'm like, nigga, I don't walk all the way to the food spot, walk all the way back, and y'all back here fucking having a quinceanera. What the fuck is going on? but you know, okay. I'm the bad guy if I say something. I'm the fucking bad guy. No, I'm like, yo, y'all almost finished? Yeah, almost. Now I feel like you pacifying me. What the fuck is going on? Nigga, what do you mean almost? You in here, the car's out there. How you almost finished? You're not even almost close to it. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm dead. But it's fixed, though. That's all that matters, right? It's fixed.
You shouldn't have went to the Mexican soul food restaurant.
And you took on that.
But this was a good one. Yep.
This went there soul food.
You should not have went there.
But the worst part is, I told you mac and cheese would get you upset. I end up going to Chick-fil-A and getting a mac and cheese.
And theirs is probably better.
Ain't no probably. Ain't no probably.
It was.
But her fish is the shit, though. Her fish is the shit. Mexican is not a slice of fish.
Okay, Mexico, Mexican, fish fry.
Mexico pescado. Julio,
I don't speak in no goddamn Spanish.
Si, sí, señorita.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I wonder if they gonna cancel. Turn to Greenville tomorrow. They canceled my Fayetteville turn today.
So, question. Do they cancel things more for weather or COVID nowadays?
It depends. It depends on the situation. If we are short staffed, they try to pull people from different bases to come in and work. But if they don't have no people to work because of COVID, then something might cancel because they don't have a crew. It can also cancel because of weather. Like, for us, today it canceled because of weather. And then
what was the weather they were canceling?
We never got to the place, so we don't know. They don't tell us why. They just say weather. They don't say reasons.
Gotcha.
Like this morning, my day started at 4:30. I had an email at 2 a.m. that said, go to your crew mobile, verify this email. I went to my crew mobile. I saw that my Fayetteville turn had been taken off, and I have to acknowledge it. Can't say it. The week before, one of my flights canceled because the crew timed out, and there wasn't another crew to take that flight to the next destination. So it canceled. So it could be a lot of things that fall into it. And people, they get so mad. They're like, well, why did they cancel our flight? Why can't our crew go? Because we've been on this clock for 14 hours.
There's all kind of fucking deals and shit. Like, listen, man. I'll fucking serve the fucking shit. Can we just go? Can we go?
Mm-mm. Nope. You can't fly this plane.
Right.
I was the last one to time out. So the thing is this, depending on who's timing out, is how this is going to work. So the first officer, she timed out first. Okay? Timed out after her. I was the last one to time out. Because theirs is like 13 hours and mine is 14 hours.
Got you. See, that's how much it is in my job, too.
Yeah, if you time out, there ain't nothing we can do about it because it's not going inside minimum rent. So, yeah, and our minimum rent is 10 hours. So, if we time out at 14, we only got 10 hours of rest coming. Oh, yeah. And they ain't going to send you out with no tired crew. And it's not going to do it. That's a safety issue. So, I don't think I like this new Suicide Squad. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm just in here watching it, but I ain't really watching it, so I really don't know what's going on in this movie.
All right, so I finally watched it in the home.
Okay.
Was that reckless at the end?
Wait a minute. Which part?
Where they end with they kissing and his two poopy wife is up there looking at him.
Oh, okay, so they kissing, and the soon-to-be wife is upstairs in her window, because she had just tried on her window, and she was looking down, and she saw them kissing. Was that what?
Reckless.
Reckless of them? Yes, it is.
Would you still marry him?
No. Because he's clearly still in love with the baby.
So you still marry him?
Matter of fact, I'm not even going to show up to that bitch. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go take my dress off, right? I'm going to pack up my shit, and I'm going to the motherfucking airport. I'm going on this goddamn honeymoon by myself. Fuck you and that bitch.
I'm done.
Because the honeymoon is already paid for.
Already.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go to the city. I got two tickets. I ain't looking at this. This person ain't coming. You need a refund or something. Then, when I get to wherever the honeymoon is, I'm going to let them know, hey, look, the initial week that I was staying is not going to be 2 weeks. Yes. So, gather me up. And then, when I get settled, I'll call my best friends and be like, bitch, I'm in XYZ. Girl, why you ain't do that? Nah, bitch. Just get your shit and come on. So you guys got to think about it.
Y'all doing too much talking already. Too much talking. Stop talking.
Until
leave her phone. Leave your phone at home and just come.
I got flight benefits. Let's go to the airport. I already booked your flight. Come on.
Just come. Leave your phone. Just come.
No, because we about to show out in whatever country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to act up. Okay? All right. Just so that y'all know.
I'm a whole donkey.
Oh, yeah.
All right. How long can we officially tell people Happy New Year? Can we stop? Is it over?
What?
Happy New Year. Do you still say it now, or is it too late? Stop saying that damn shit.
I feel like it's too late at this point. We halfway into this shit. No. I stopped on the 10 days.
Thank you. I heard somebody say that shit to somebody said Happy New Year. I was like, God damn, man. That's the most fucking month.
Somebody said Merry Christmas.
I'm done.
I said, what? That's all better for next year. What the fuck are you talking about?
What,
2022?
Yeah, they said Merry Christmas. Happy holiday.
We're talking about next Christmas.
Next Christmas.
Nope.
There you go.
We'll be.
All right, Kitty, cue that white woman. Get her right.
She still got a couple of minutes.
I say get her right.
I got it up.
Get her ass warmed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went the other day to go get a massage from the Chinese ladies.
Oh, Lord.
She didn't do me like I needed her to do me neither. I mean, she stood on my back, but I needed her to really snap in my shit. Okay, I was needing them little fucking Mongolian feet to get all up in these creases and cracks.
So she walked on your back?
Yeah, nigga, that shit was right.
Damn. Damn.
Heard the little and then she did all the way. Yeah, that's right. Get up in there.
Wow.
I just feel that shit right now.
You talking about that? I've been wanting to do the damn what's the thing where they put the little strap around your fucking neck and they pull that motherfucker.
What do you mean? A fucking hanging? A noose,
no,
nigga?
A,
what the fuck you talking
about? No, it's the chiropractor, right? They crack all your bones and shit, and then at the end, they put your strap around your fucking neck, and you land on your back, and then they pull it, and it pops your damn, your neck and your back and all that shit at the same time. That shit. I've been watching it on there on Instagram and shit. It's a dude that do it here.
That shit sounds scary.
It do. And when you see it, like on a video of this shit, you be like, fuck. When they be popping their phones and shit, like, man, he pop everything from your neck, your back, your fucking arm. He do it all.
When he popping my shit gonna be popping. Unpoppable. What the?
I ain't never.
None of that shit pop.
I ain't never. Okay. Well, it's time to go. I have enough time to get, what's 11 o'clock here. I have enough time to get about 5 hours of sleep before I have to head back to North Carolina tomorrow. What? Oh, Lord.
So you need 5 hours.
All that money. All that, yeah, 5 to 6 hours of sleep is pretty much on set. Oh, man. Adele can't postpone her residency. Oh, ain't nobody paying all that goddamn money to come out there to see you. Oh, okay. Oh, holler.
Bye, y'all.